And good Tuesday morning, or excuse me, Friday.
Tuesday.
I have no idea why Tuesday came out of my mouth. Can I play the card I was going to play yesterday, the do-over card? Can I do it again today, or is it a one-time use?
No, you can get a stamp. It's got one of those where you just get
like a punch card. Okay.
Yep, it's punch card.
It's Friday. It's 7-11. We love that time of the morning. 37 degrees right here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us this morning.
Of course, with winter weather on the horizon this weekend, we are going straight to the top. We're going to the South Carolina Department of Transportation. We have joining us here on Palmetto Mornings, Pete Poor, who is the Director of Communications for SCDOT. Good morning to you, Pete.
Good morning, Lucas. How are you?
We are doing well, and we are now bracing for what is expected to come our way. If you can, Pete, kind of lay out the plan for SCDOT when it comes to South Carolina and specifically our part of the state, York, Lancaster, and Chester counties.
Well, we began preparing Monday. And by that, I mean we got out our playbooks just to brush up on all the processes and operations and whatnot. And we organized our people, our equipment, and our materials like salt brine, salt, sand, all the stuff that we use out on the roads and bridges. And as early as Wednesday, the key point is we started pre-treating highways. Now, in your part of the world, or your part of the state, actually, we started pre-treating yesterday with salt brine. What happens is we spray that salt brine, and when the water evaporates, the salt adheres to the road surface. Mm. And then it's ready for the ice and snow to come down and melt it. But we have to keep that process going once the snow and the ice starts. So that's basically what we've done all week in a nutshell.
So if the weather fluctuates any, does it totally strip away the first layer of prep? Or, I mean, how does that work? How do you gauge when to do it so that you have the greatest impact of safety?
Well, we have to have it down a couple of days before. You may not see it on the roads, but the salt is there. The salt that remains from the salt brine is there. So, but that doesn't mean that's going to last through the whole storm. They're going to pre-treat today as well. So on I-77, I-85, some of the major roads in York County, you will see DOT trucks spreading salt or, well, salt usually comes after the ice forms, but the salt brine is the key element that we like to put out first.
Pete, I know you're not a forecaster, but you do work for SCDOT. What part of the state are you all? I know you're focused on the entire state, but is there a certain part of our state that you guys are really kind of zoning in on just to make sure they're going to be treated first because they're going to get the first wave of it? Is it up there in the upstate area, Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson area?
Well, everybody's going to be pre-treating. In fact, we're pre-treating down in the Columbia area as well. But we started in the Greenville, Spartanburg, Pickens, Oconee areas on Wednesday. So obviously we're expecting a lot of snow. The forecasts that we've seen indicate there could be 8 inches of snow, but don't trust me on that.
Leave a little wiggle room.
And as we all know, weather people get paid to be wrong 90% of the time. But,
oh wow,
that's so true. Pete can say that he used to work for WIS, the NBC affiliate in Columbia as a reporter. So he can say that. We'll give you the pass, Pete.
Hey, Pete,
okay, you can punch your card for me.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh, good. I've got my hole puncher right here. Do you prepare the same way? Because of course this is South Carolina, and sometimes that promise of snow, it can turn into sleet. It can turn into freezing rain. Is the preparation for the roads, is it the same?
Pretty much. I mean, we have 500,000 gallons salt brine that we're using that should get us through the predicted duration of the storm. Now, we do have 60,000 tons of salt. So if ice forms on the road, we can use salt on it and then come over and come back over it and plow it off. And then we have 275,000 gallons of de-icing material that would take on that heavy stuff if we need it.
Pete, is it easier to tackle just snow, or is it harder for crews when it's snow mixed in with a little bit of sleet? Because it seems like we're always, where we're located in the state of South Carolina, we're always on that line. We either might get a lot of snow and a little bit of sleet, or a lot of sleet and a little bit of snow. What's easier to kind of clean off pretty quickly and make the roads
easily
travelable?
As we say in our prep meetings, it's easier to push snow rather than scrape or de-ice sleet. So, I mean, that's a pretty, I think that's a pretty common sense question and answer. We'd rather have snow than ice, but we know we're expecting the worst. We were preparing for the worst.
Well, yeah, they always say prepare for the worst and hope for the best. When you are determining, I mean, like, this is a lot of materials that you have to have in place to, you know, have service all of the roads in South Carolina. How does that formula work? I mean, you know, if you're having company for dinner, you sort of go by the number of people that you expect to be eating. So you have to factor in the weather, which is an educated guess. And then you, what, determine the roads that you're responsible for? And I don't know. How do you determine, how do you make that educated guess on how much material you're going to need?
Well, we buy it in the summer when it's cheap.
Okay.
Or cheaper, let me put it that way. Every county has a shed to store materials. Well, salt brine's liquid, so that's stored in tankers. But salt sheds are in every county, even Charleston, Berkeley, Colleton, down that way. Because a few years ago, we had a storm that came up the coast. And one of the other things we do is send people from the low country up to the upstate to help out. And that year, we sent people from the mountain regions down to Charleston because they didn't know what to do with that frozen stuff. But we have sheds in every county. There's an extra shed, if you will, up in Spartanburg. And then we have the statewide, the big shed here in Columbia. Mm-hmm. And as we use that material, we replenish it during the storm. So when a county uses up its material, or when they hit the point where they're getting, they said, well, we're down to this level, we need some more. That's when we provide it from the state shed and Spartanburg shed if we need it. And our headquarters people, they've got our contractors on standby, so they just bring us more material.
It's fascinating.
Very interesting.
Well, Pete, I know whether it's snow, sleet, rain, whatever the forecast is, with so many crews, DOT crews out working, the message is always simple from you all. If you don't have to be out, don't travel, because it just causes more possible accidents on the road. And you're just urging folks to just, if they can stay at home, stay at home. If it snows, you can just go sledding in your neighborhood. But that seems to always be the message from the SCDOT in conditions like this.
That's correct, and also our law enforcement partners put out that message. We have one advantage this time, in that Monday is a federal and state holiday, so there are less people who need to go to work on Monday. In addition, on I-85 and up in your area, we have towing company contractors, and we pre-position tow trucks in the event that a tractor-trailer jackknife, or there's just a multi-car collision, or even one car is just stuck in a lane. Mm. So we have those tow trucks ready to go to clear the road. And one more point in terms of driving in this kind of weather, the snow plows and the salt spreaders drive at a much lower speed than what the speed limit is. No one should be driving the speed limit in this kind of weather. But those trucks, the equipment that they haul spreading the salt, they travel slower than even the recommended safe speed. So be careful if you're out there and you see those yellow trucks or white trucks. They're out there to help you, so don't come up on them.
Pack your patience.
Yes. Great advice, Pete, and we certainly appreciate your time. We know it's going to be a busy next couple of days for South Carolina Department of Transportation, and we certainly appreciate your time this morning. Of course, you can always stay up to date by following SCDOT on social media. And what's that number again that folks can always call, Pete? 411, is that right?
No, there's a... I'm not prepared to answer that.
Okay, you're fine.
But it's on the...
Yes.
It's on the website, on the homepage, where it says contact SCDOT. You'll get the toll-free number from anywhere in the state where you can call our call center, which is manned by human beings. You won't get a recording or a robot or anything.
Thank
like
you.
That.
Yeah.
And they will help you out.
Perfect.
That's wonderful.
Pete, you're, as always, sir, a wealth of information, and we certainly appreciate it. Safe travels, and just we'll be thinking of you all the next couple of days. Pete Poors, the Director of Communications for SCDOT.